Gudesa, Gudesa.
This is a sample of a song written by Ed Littlefield for an untitled Tlingit opera. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute recently announced the opera's development, which will be based on the true story of the Tlingit-Russian War in 1802 and 1804. Littlefield says one word has been used to describe the story so far.
We've been throwing out the word epic, you know, in a lot of our conversations. And that story, that real-life story that happened, you know, in Tlingit Ani, in our backyard, you know, it is a very important one. And it's, you know, either way it could have gone would affect, you know, the area for years to come.
The story of those battles have been told by generations of Tlingit. But even while the source material is written, it's too soon to say exactly what the opera will be like in detail. The creators hope to show audiences Tlingit song, dance, and art in its many forms.
It's already a built-in up and down. You know, there's triumphs, there's sacrifice, there's, you know, there's explosions. Literally, there's explosions.
The idea for the opera started with Rosita Worrell, president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Several years ago, she was doing research on the Tlingit-Russian Wars.
In my mind, I could actually just see the scenes, you know.
Worrell imagined vivid details of a battle on the beach, like the beating of the drums, the Tlingit women wailing war cries, and even the foggy weather.
I was thinking this would be awesome, you know, to see this visually, and also, you know, and I wanted to hear the sounds, you know, that were ongoing, you know, with the scene.
Worrell asked Vera Starbird to write the opera. Starbird says she hopes that audiences can learn about the sophistication of different Tlingit art forms.
There's this dominant narrative in American culture that says indigenous anything is less than, is more simplistic, is savage. I mean, we've literally grown up with that narrative as a country. And yet we've been doing performing arts pieces for thousands of years and have really emphasized what we might call production value.
Starbird says she hopes that audiences will learn the lessons from the history itself.
What it says about how coordination and working together as many different autonomous groups made for a successful campaign against what could be seen as a much more powerful force in just sheer numbers and literal gunpowder.
The opera will be a collaboration between Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and Perseverance Theater. Leslie Ishii is the artistic director at Perseverance Theater. She says the opera's development is a years-long process.
So it's an interesting way to produce and a great opportunity to decolonize our spaces, continue to re-indigenize, and in this case, re-Tlingitize our spaces as well.
The first ever Tlingit opera doesn't have a set release date yet, but Littlefield, the composer, says as the opera evolves, he hopes the story is shared around the state and hopefully the world. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.
Gudesa, Gudesa, Gudesa.